we appreciate that you've chosen this show to entertain you for the next hour or so. You could be watching cat videos or kids skateboarding off of roofs. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our culinary and travel contributor, Joanna Pruce, will join us, and we will talk about April in Paris. There's a way to get away from things, is it not? And then Susie Cerrone will stop by, another edition of Parent Tip. Susie will join me in studio, and we will talk about, it's that time of year. The summer is almost here. What are you going to do with your kid for those 10, 11, 12 weeks that he or she or them will not be in school? Do you have a camp lined up? Are you ready to fork over a lot of money for that camp? It's pretty difficult to be able to fill the gaps. A lot of camps end in the middle of August. And what if your school doesn't go back until after Labor Day? Well, Susie will be here and we'll talk about it. And then Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky. There's a draft coming up this week. No, it's not because of those windows you haven't attended to in 20 years. It's the NFL draft, this time in Chicago, and Adam will have his thoughts. And then the six C's for a healthy relationship. They all start with the letter C. That's where we're going here. And once you hear these six, your relationship will be quite easy to manage. Sure. We start things off this hour with, do you know what Thursday was? It was a significant date in the history of online happenings. This past Thursday was the 10th anniversary of the very first YouTube video. Think about how YouTube has changed our world. It has created a completely different medium. YouTube was so popular, Google realized they needed to go and buy it, so they did. But you can find almost anything and everything on YouTube. And what makes YouTube so unique and how it changed the dynamic of entertainment is it's not just professionally produced material. Of course, almost any old TV show is up there. You can listen to any song for free, by just typing in the title. And if you have the ability to record, you can very easily record songs and everything else off of YouTube. But YouTube also took the idea of a home movie and it threw it up there for the entire world to look at. So someone's, birthday party from 1967, somebody now has that up on YouTube. And if you want, you can search birthday parties 1967 and you can watch it. And you'll be mesmerized. You don't know who these people are, but you'll sit there for 3 minutes and 42 seconds and watch some old grainy film. Everything is up there. It has also encouraged some pretty reckless behavior. I'll say it. There's some guy who puts videos on YouTube of him eating old food, and I'm not talking about a week after its expiration date. There's some guy up there, he'll find a box of cereal from 1992, he'll open it up and he will eat it, or open up a can of soda from the late 1980s. It has encouraged a lot of interesting, ridiculous, and sometimes dangerous behavior. I mentioned it in the tease here at the top of the show, but you can literally find kids jumping off of houses, replicating professional wrestling moves, skateboarding. How many skateboard videos are on YouTube? Many of which are people being injured, and there you can actually watch kids deal with compound fractures because they're throwing themselves down handrails in front of their local public library. YouTube is terrific. It has also proven to be a little irresponsible in putting stuff like that up there. When ISIS and other terrorist organizations can begin using social media as well for their own propaganda machines, that's when you know that maybe the entire online experience is just getting a little bit too out of control. The world has changed so much. And what is considered entertainment nowadays is quite fascinating. There is a very popular channel on YouTube, which is nothing but car accidents from Russia. Everybody has a dash cam in Russia, so you can simply type in Russian car crash compilation and sit there for hours and watch other people be involved in automobile accidents. So as we celebrate 10 years of YouTube, my question to you is, what are we celebrating? Stay with us. Joanna Pruce is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. How can you handle a critical coworker? Assume they mean well.
Behavior coach Bev Flaxington says that people often do bad things for good reasons. They're having a rough day, want your attention, or don't know how to communicate better.
So rather than feeling hurt or getting mad, give them the benefit of the doubt this time around.
Then, determine if you need to address their criticism. If so, don't talk about what they said. Instead, frame it as what you heard and how it made you feel.
For example, when I heard I didn't fit in with the team, it made me feel hurt and alone.
This gives them a chance to restate what they meant while also appealing to them as a person.
And it will help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. In 2010, the U.S. Department of Transportation enacted a rule that would fine an airline $27,000 for each passenger who they stranded between the terminal and takeoff. Well, why then are passengers still enduring torturous 3 to 8 hour delays on the tarmac? The final verdict after this. Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-679-MYTV. Get all your favorite channels in digital quality. Four-room packages as low as $19.99. Call 888-679-MYTV. It's true, airlines will be fined $27,000 per passenger if a plane sits on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. But here is the catch. Exceptions are allowed for safety and security issues. And get this, if returning to the terminal would disrupt airport operations. And that's the final verdict.